Yes, this year's federal budget negotiations are almost guaranteed to be difficult. They could cut like a knife, or maybe they won't. They still haven't passed a spending plan for the current fiscal year. Republicans in the House have already said they want to reduce spending by $32 billion. And the president, all this comes as the president, is going to release his version, his budget proposal for fiscal 2012. That coming up on Monday. Na, na, na. Joining us is government executive editor-in-chief Tom Shoup, so it feels like it does cut like a knife, doesn't it, Tom?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think the cutting is just beginning. So a little vintage Brian Adams there.
That's right.
Very appropriate.
We were actually watching the video earlier, and it's the video is a little odd.
Yeah, it was the 80s.
Well, it takes us back to those MTV days, back in the days when they actually played videos. So, continuing resolution, it feels there's like a lot of pieces and a lot of pieces that are going to be coming together in the next couple of weeks, aren't they?
And there is just an absolutely huge gulf here between what the Obama administration has in mind and what Republicans on Capitol Hill, particularly in the House, have in mind. I mean, they are coming at this from completely different approaches, and plus we've got this odd situation where he's going to be proposing the fiscal 2012 budget at the same time that they really have yet to resolve the fiscal 2011 budget. So it's extremely confusing and destined to be very difficult.
And it's interesting because I've heard various takes. Some people saying, you know, the continuing resolution is really going to be the first test of all this. Some people saying that they're just going to wait for the budget process and sort of take a buy on this particular on the continuing resolution issues. It's regardless, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, it is, because the Republicans are really committed to making some pretty deep cuts this year. They went way out on a limb saying, you know, we'll cut $100 billion out of this year's budget, with I think not really thinking that by the time they got around to doing this that, you know, 4 or 5 months of the fiscal year would already be gone.
Yeah.
So that becomes extremely difficult, but they're still really wanting to put a stake in the ground this fiscal year. And then, you know, it'll be that much tougher next year.
And a lot of people looking back and comparing this to the shutdown in the 90s, and yet really it's very different because the stakes are so the amount of deficit now, the challenges that they much more difficult today than even it was then.
Yeah, the deficit is much bigger than it was, and the differences in approach, I think, are even deeper than they were back then. I mean, the Obama administration, they're out in favor of saying we need to cut the budget and we need to hold the line on unnecessary spending, but they want to do it largely for the purposes of investing where they say money needs to be invested in terms of clean energy and things like this. And the Republicans have a completely different approach. They are for cutting for the purposes of bringing down the deficit and cutting deeply and reducing the size of government. And these are not just different, but completely opposite views. So it's going to be extremely difficult to reconcile the two of these.
On government executive Jim O'Sullivan from National Journal is talking about really the risks and potential rewards of all this shutdown talk. I know there's very divided, some people saying, hey, shutdown, it's a different time, so it might actually be something that that the public might not be, the reaction might be different than it was those years ago, 10, 15 years ago. Some people saying, hey, you did it then, and it didn't work, probably not going to do it again.
Yeah, there's been a sort of interesting evolution in this whole shutdown talk. Before the election, the Republicans were really sort of upfront about saying, hey, we're not going to be shutting down the government. That's not what we're about. Made us look bad the last time we did it. And now they're somewhat more coy about it, I think largely because they don't just want to give away this card yet at this stage of the negotiations. So you sort of see them hinting that, you know, well, you never know what we might do. I do think there's a general sense that nobody comes out ahead in a shutdown scenario, particularly this time around, I think, where people really have this sort of deep-seated view that Washington can't get things done. To just say we're going to sort of deliberately not get things done is probably not going to make anybody look good.
And meanwhile, over at DOD, DOD Secretary Gates and a lot of defense contractors saying, hey, this you can't just do a CR through the rest of the year, at least for the, not while we're fighting two wars.
Right. And this is a department that if the CR continues actually sees an increase in its budget. You know, others come out much worse than they do. Nobody's in a good position in this at all.
And so I don't like asking folks to make predictions because we only end up being wrong. What are you going to be watching for on Monday when the president's budget gets released? What are you going to be watching for in the weeks ahead?
I think when the president's budget gets released, it will be interesting to see what kind of marker he puts down on fiscal 2012. And where they're going to suggest that cuts be made.
Yeah.
And that Jacob Lew had a piece, op-ed piece in the New York Times over the weekend where he sort of said things like community development block grants, which the president likes, we're still going to cut them. So, you know, it's not like we're not going after programs that we don't like. So it'll be interesting to see the level of reductions that they propose there. And just how deep those are compared to what Republicans have
said. But it seems like, guess what? If your program isn't performing, you have to perform right now, and you need to show results.
Yeah, and you need to get creative about where your money is going. You know, things that are not working, they have to be stopped. The very best you could hope for under these circumstances is that you might get to use the money elsewhere.
Yeah. But I of course say that as if folks are sitting around not trying to make a lot of these programs work, and that's certainly not the case, and I didn't mean to imply that, but
no.
We know it's difficult, but I mean, programs, if you're in a trouble program, you're probably going to get a lot of scrutiny right now.
Right, and there are agencies where I think it's going to be very tough is agencies that have been given new responsibilities and will not get new money and might get less money. The Securities and Exchange Commission is complaining now because they've got all these new responsibilities for financial regulation and they're under the CR with no additional money. And it's just not really adding up for them. And if you want these types of organizations to be effective, difficult for them to do that if they're not going to get the funds they need.
You can read government executives' coverage of the budget and Tom Shoup's always readable Fed blog. You can find that on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeck Insider. Should we do a little bit more? Certainly seems